Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she's been with us now more than 14 years. And she is the president of the Galen Institute, an organization that advocates for free market healthcare solutions. She and I have been talking about this now since 1998, and I've asked her to join us again today to talk to us a little bit about what's healthcare going to look like going forward now that this election has been decided? Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. I thought we were going to be having a very different conversation this morning.
Yeah, I did too. I predicted a different outcome. My audience knows that. I predicted that Romney would win and that he would repeal Obamacare, which I think is bad for America, bad for small business. I know that you obviously wrote a book on that topic, why Obamacare is wrong for America. But now that Chief Justice John Roberts has contrived to legitimize Obamacare as being constitutional in his view, the way he structured the ruling, and now that we don't have anybody to take it on, we're left with it. What are we going to have? What's going to happen?
Well, there's some realities. I mean, one of the things that small businesses know is how you have to really recognize how the world really works. And this law is going to fail. I mean, already he's promised, you know, that it's going to reduce costs by $2,500 for the average family by the end of his first term. It's risen by almost that much and will continue to rise.
Yeah.
You have a number of governors that are not going to participate in setting up the exchanges. You had several more state ballot initiatives yesterday in which the voters rejected the individual mandate.
Mm-hmm.
There are at least 35 lawsuits still making their way through the court,
mm-hmm.
challenging other provisions.
Isn't there one lawsuit that's making its way through the courts that could actually bring the whole law up again in front of the Supreme Court?
Well, any of them could, because the religious challenge to religious liberty, the horrible HHS mandate that says that businesses, that Catholic Charities and other businesses that have strong moral objections to abortion, drugs, contraception, sterilization, still must provide them at no charge to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
That is challenged as an affront and a violation of religious liberty.
But could any of those lawsuits?
Any of them,
get back to the point where the thing could be revisited from a constitutionality standpoint?
Yes, because,
really?
Well, the law says that does not have this severability clause, so that if any one part of it were declared unconstitutional, all of it could still fly. It wasn't just the individual mandate. Those were just individual mandate.
It's because it's
Medicaid.
Bound up together, and it lives and dies by all of its parts.
So they have a new chance to do that, but you know, the Supreme Court is really already, one of the things they do is stick to precedent. And are they going to say under one situation that it's constitutional when it was such a contrived decision by Justice Roberts?
Yeah.
And then in another one, I'm sorry, we've changed our mind. Now we've decided that Obamacare is unconstitutional. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
I think this is going to. I mean, the states are going to rebel. Individuals are going to. 82% of the American people object to the federal government telling them that they must purchase health insurance.
But Grace Marie, 67% of Americans thought we were on the wrong track economically and in other ways, and yet Barack Obama got reelected. I mean, I mean, people complain apparently, but they vote differently. I mean, I asked Rich Gator in the last hour. I predicted in June that Mitt Romney would win because, I said, people lie to pollsters, but they don't lie to their pocketbook. I asked him, I said, Rich, based on what I'm seeing, based on the way this election went, people actually voted against their pocketbook. He said, yes, they did.
Well, they're also, I mean, that was one of the things that Romney got in trouble over, remember, the 47%.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not 47, maybe it's 50%, because that was Obama's margin, that there are enough people that are dependent upon government.
And that's the concern that I have right now.
And it's not the country.
This
country
is the tipping point.
Prosperity can't continue with more takers than givers.
Well, Jefferson warned us about that over 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Jefferson said, I'm not sure about the exact quote, but something to the effect that a country cannot stand when over half the people are beneficiaries of the government instead of contributors to the government.
But once again, we know that's not going to work because there's not enough money. You cannot tax people enough rich people to be able to even begin to make a dent in the deficit. And not even, and that's even before all the Obamacare spending takes place.
But the damage that's done while all that's being sorted out.
Yes.
The companies that provide products for the free market that stop providing those products, the new healthcare products, innovative healthcare products and systems that won't be developed because they're not viable under Obamacare. We lose all that. On and on. The way companies think about hiring employees. You know, part-time instead of full-time. I mean, that's all of those things. Well, that die is cast already, isn't it?
And it really is the most vulnerable people that get hurt the most.
Yeah.
You know, people with means and resources always figure a way around to take care of themselves. It's the people who are barely making it by on 40 hours a week of a part-time job, and now they're going to go to 25 hours a week to protect against the Obamacare mandate.
Yeah.
It's people who are going to lose their jobs entirely. It's, as you say, all the jobs that won't be created because their companies are afraid to grow, they're afraid of the new taxes, or they just say, you know, I've got enough resources that I can have a comfortable retirement, I'm closing
shop. But see, here's the other thing, though, Grace Marie. What about the people who are the new people who want to start a business and who won't now? Because of what you're talking about, that's what I'm worried about as far as the future of America's marketplace. We've already had 4 years of record low startups.
Well, and we've also seen the U.S. fall on the level of economic freedom.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is a lot of those jobs are going to go to other countries.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. We're going to be right back after these messages. Folks, we don't mean to be dour about this, but we just have to report the way we think it looks, and you and I have to deal with it, with the reality. 20 after. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.